Here's one you're gonna love. Muffle the support strings with the first finger of your left hand as you hold a note on the driven string, and keep the tremolando wrist action going over the driven string. You're almost arpeggiating across three strings, only a smaller motion. Don't let the guide grooves rest on the support strings. Instead, let the string being played enter and exit the drive channel with each stroke down and each stroke up, like cross-string bowing over one string. Remember to muffle the support strings. You can rest your little finger on the guitar for nice even strokes. Put your right shoulder into it for bold, aggressive strokes. Also, keep the support strings muffled with your left hand for a super clean spiccato. I'll leave you with a trick that's a little different. Position your ring finger behind the e-bow and pluck the string in the drive channel. Keep the e-bow slightly above the strings and about a quarter inch away from the pickup for a bluesy guitar sound. Pluck the string, then bring the e-bow close enough to sustain it, but not close enough to overdrive it. This creates a warm 2-amp distortion sound. Bends and vibratos work well with this technique. There are more tips in the handbook. Useful information that could be worth your while to look into. Chances are good, you'll find some tricks of your own. Good luck in all your musical endeavors and have fun with your e-bow. Bye.